Change Anything, The New Science of Personal Success. Authors, Carrie Patterson, Joseph Grenny, David Maxfield, Ron McMillan, and Al Switzler. The Willpower Trap. 5 decades ago, the legendary psychologist Walter Mischel demonstrated that kids who can sit down with a marshmallow in front of them and not eat it for a full 15 minutes did better in almost every area of life than more impulsive kids who scooped up the treat and ate it right away. Mischel showed that the capacity to delay gratification is indeed a big deal. Mischel's research goes further than that. A few years after his original study, he and Albert Bandura, another titan of psychology, asked a crucial question. They wondered if what appeared to be will might be more of a function of skill. They suspected that the kids who controlled their cravings were not simply more motivated than those who gave in to their temptation, but were more able. They had learned a skill or two along the way. This is important, as it means that failure to harness one's impulse isn't fixed at birth, and that skills can be learned. Most people fail to reach their personal goals because they are in the dark about what's influencing their behavior. When you study people who not only succeed in changing, but maintain their success for years, you'll quickly discover two things. They stumbled as much as they succeeded, and their change plan was homegrown. These changers discovered what worked for them through a scientific process of trial and error. They tried a new technique, observed, learned, and tried again. Day by day, week by week, they moved forward until their plan addressed all of their unique challenges, and they succeeded. When it comes to changing ourselves, it's best to use strategies from the 6 sources of influence. Source 1. Love what you hate. When it comes to changing ourselves, here's the biggest challenge. The things we should do are often boring, or even painful. We have plans for the changing tomorrow, but none of tomorrow talk would be necessary if we could find a way to enjoy doing the right thing today. Here are 5 tactics for tuning our future into an ally for change. Tactic 1. Visit your default future. With a little imagination, you can pull that unpleasant future forward and wire it into your current decision-making. Taking a trip to your future can profoundly reshape your feelings about your choices. Tactic 2. Tell the whole vivid story. Many of us have already taken a peek into our future and know all too well what will happen to us if we continue down our current, unhealthy path. We just don't feel it. We think only about the partial and convenient truth. Changers, when facing temptations, take great care to tell themselves the whole story. They don't confront themselves with fairy tales and half-truths. Tactic 3. Use value words. Stop obsessing over the unpleasant aspects of what you're required to do, and focus on the values you're supporting. Tactic 4. Make it a game. When facing a personal challenge, many successful changers increase their personal motivation by turning chores into games. A game has 3 important elements: limited time, a small challenge, and a score. Tactic 5. Create a personal motivation statement. Consider the experience of the remarkable changer, Rosemary C. She escaped the life of drug dealing and heroin addiction by transforming herself into a healthy, non-addicted citizen. She did it by relying heavily on a simple statement she would review whenever temptations overpowered her. I'm not a dealer, I'm not an addict, and I'm a person others can depend on. Source 2. Do what you can't. Many of our personal problems are partially rooted in our inability to do what's required. And rarely do we think about this because our lack of skill or knowledge sits in our blind spot. Enhancing your personal ability can make a huge difference. When you learn how to do what you can't, change comes faster and easier. Tactic 1. Start with a skill scan. When it comes to personal change, conduct a skill scan and scan your ability to do what's required before you implement your plan. This can be difficult to uncover at first, so seek help from others who are a bit further down the change path and find out what skills they needed to learn. Tactic 2. Employ deliberate practice. Most people think about what they need to do, but they never get around to actually practicing with a coach. That's a mistake. Everyone needs to practice. Tactic 3. Learn the will skill. Willpower can be learned and strengthened like anything else, and it's best learned through practice. Some situations are impossible to withstand. In such case, involve an empowered friend to pull you out of the situation if the temptation turns out to be too much. Sources 3 and 4. Turn accomplices into friends. You have to realize the role others play in the habit you're trying to change. The goal isn't for you to simply stand against the overwhelming sway of peer pressure, but to make it work for you. Tactic 1. Know who's a friend and who's an accomplice. Friends help you keep on the road to health and happiness. Accomplices aid your current bad habit. If you hope to change tough habits in your life, you need to distinguish between those around you who are acting as friends and those who are acting as accomplices. Tactic 2. Redefine normal. To help blunt the power of accomplices and unhealthy role models, take note of how they're affecting your vision of what's normal. Tactic 3. Add new friends. The easiest way to exploit the power of social influence is to add new friends. Find those people who either share your goal or are interested in offering you support. Hang out with them to help you see a new normal. Source 5. Invert the economy. Few of us think to use incentives as a means of motivating healthy behavior. While you develop your own incentives, remember the following. Use incentives in moderation and in combination. A large incentive often becomes an end in itself. When it's removed, so goes your primary source of motivation. So, use incentives in moderation. It takes only small rewards to work their magic. Incentives are best used not only in moderation, but also in combination with social and personal motivators. Source 6. Control your space. In order to develop your change plan, your job is to find the subtle ways your personal environment currently enables your old habits and then redesign it to support your new ones. You can make the changes that sometimes feel impossible. Tactic 1. Build fences. Fences can be quite helpful, but they can also create unintended problems if you don't prepare for a world without them. Tactic 2. Manage distance. If you want to exercise more, for example, keep workout equipment conveniently close in your bedroom or living room. Tactic 3. Use tools. The chances for making good use of tools only increases with each new invention. For instance, the internet can provide a social network for motivating and enabling your change, as well as dozens of tools for tracking and broadcasting your efforts. Change the world. You can apply the change tools you've just studied to problems and people of all kinds. The 6 sources of influence affect all human behavior, including that of the individuals around you. Think what this world would be like if there were 1 million people who knew how to apply good science to human change. Lots of important problems would be solved. That's because when you aim at vital behaviors and get sources of influence working in your favor, you change. When you motivate and enable others to enact their vital behaviors, they change. You now have a systematic way of changing anything, so go out and change something.